24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Has your home ever been damaged from a natural disaster? Do you have insurance and make a claim, but the deductible has to be met to complete the repairs? Have you ever had a car accident and had to drive around with a damaged vehicle after you reported to the insurance company because the deductible was more than you can afford at that time? If your home is damaged and/or you have a car accident, would you have $500 to $2,000 available to pay your deductible? We at WPayD.com have a warranty for your deductible at a price anyone can afford and ease the worries of having a high deductible for lower rates. For about 1.5% of your deductible monthly, we will pay your deductible when the time comes. And if you do not, we will return 25% of your premium. If you do not use your warranty, every 2 years. Click on the website to apply for your warranty today. We pay all your deductibles.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle states, seek first the kingdom, and all things shall be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So, if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Continue to listen and share our program with your friends and family. And be sure to send any questions or comments into our email at herbert@herbertharris.com. That's herbert@herbertharris.com. And anyone who sends in an email automatically receives a 4 Principles of Wealth Building audio.
I'd like to open with an inspirational story about Albert Einstein. Born in 1879, the man that we know as one of the most brilliant minds to have ever lived was once considered a major failure. In fact, Einstein did not speak until he was 4 years old. Yes, 4 years old. In 1895, at the age of 16, Einstein failed the examination for entrance into the Swiss Federal Polytechnic School located in Zurich. While he did eventually graduate, he struggled and nearly dropped out on many occasions, doing very poorly during the course of his studies. In fact, Einstein was in such dire straits that at the time of his father's death, his father considered him to be a major failure. This left young Einstein completely heartbroken. After graduating from the Institute, he wandered, unsure of what he wanted to do with his life. At some time, he even ended up selling life insurance, going door to door in order to sell insurance. This didn't go that well either. Eventually, 2 years later, he took a job at the patent office as an assistant patent examiner, examining patent applications for a variety of devices. But this is the same individual that brought us the theory of relativity, with groundbreaking work in physics and mathematics, who helped us reach a deeper understanding about how the universe works, who developed several fundamental core laws governing physics, who won the Nobel Prize in 1921 and created the beginnings of quantum theory. The moral of the story is, no matter where you are right now, no matter what's going on in your life, if you just don't quit, if you hang in there and keep going and growing, you will be victorious.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris. If you would like more information about how you may become a millionaire, text the word millionaire, that's MILLIONAIRE, to 58885, that's 58885, to get more information and a special gift.
Our theme for today is setting the sails for change. In other words, what must you do starting right now to close out this current year at the best position to get yourself set up for the new year and outrageous success? What changes do you have to make in your thoughts, your feelings, your habits, and your associations to set you up for success? Our quote for today is very simple. If it's to be, it's up to me. Let me say that again. If it's to be, it's up to me. Today, we're going to continue with our new you for the new year theme. What do you have to do to close out this year strong and make next year exactly the way you want it to be? Last week, we covered the assessment. I call it face the facts. This week, we will cover setting the sails for change. What changes in your thinking, in your attitude, do you have to make to create the life of your desires? Next week, we will cover setting your goals and objectives for the upcoming year. And finally, we will close out this series with making a success action plan to make the new year exactly what you want it to be. Our guest today is Adelaide Sims Banks, a retired educator and a tireless researcher. Adelaide is the recipient of numerous awards and recognition. She has devoted her life to researching and teaching about the Black entrepreneurial experience and its impact upon the culture, racial economics, and the economics of the country. I present my friend, Adelaide Blanks. Thank you for joining us. As you're planning the year and you're thinking about the accomplishments that you made, what would you like to do more of or less of or not do any more?
That's a very interesting question. And thank you very much, Dr. Harris, for inviting me back. I certainly enjoyed our previous time together. You know what? I'm going to answer that question with not a thing. It has been a very good year.
Beautiful, beautiful. So if it's been a good year, you know, Ben Franklin used to say that when he did his pros and cons, he would list all the good things that happened over the year on the left side, and then he would list all the challenging things. And so if he had a year where there were a lot more good things, a lot more victories, then he would just make minor adjustments. And he would say, let me do a little more of this and a little more of that. And so any thoughts on going forward on any adjustments you may make? Because clearly, if you're doing well and what you're doing, then you want to do more of that. So maybe share some thoughts on that.
Dr. Harris, we can always do more. We can always do better. I'm not suggesting that everything went well this year, but it was a year of growth and exploration that is going to launch me into even more productivity next year. And so if there's anything I would suggest to do more of is have your ear and your awareness open for opportunities.
Open and awareness for opportunities. Beautiful. You know, Addie, one of the definitions of the word poor is passing over opportunities repeatedly.
Yeah.
And so you're saying next year to be even more open and receptive to more opportunities.
That's right. That's what I have learned this year. And if I could share why I believe that way, I started this year with a plan. I adhere to the philosophy and the teachings that you have to have a go with your business plan. Look at what your goals are. Stick to those goals. Do one or two things and not be swayed to the right or to the left. Work on your goals list. However, I started out this year with my goals list intact. I was going to further my poster business in Black history. I was going to promote my ABC alphabet cards, getting them into the hands of children. And then I met a wonderful young man, Jimmy Davies, in January, right at the beginning of the year. We were at a meeting and he said, I heard that you are involved in history, Black history. Would you be interested in a radio show? I said, I've never done a radio show. But I thought about it and I said, well, this is a time to be flexible. And I decided to do the Hope from History, Early Black Entrepreneurs radio show. And it has been a wonderful journey ever since.
So, you know, you started out on a goal, but you were open and receptive to a new idea. But that new idea seemed to still be in furtherance of your goal.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that I would suggest for any of your listeners, that yes, you have a plan, but you have to put your faith in an understanding that that plan may be modified, plan may be enhanced. And what ends up happening is you get closer to your goal, you redefine that goal, you fine-tune that goal because you were open to new ways of doing old things.
Yeah, that's great, because sometimes, you know, some people go from activity to activity. You know, they may set out on a path, and then someone comes along and say, well, let's do, they're doing path A, and someone comes along and says, let's do path B, and they go, okay. Then someone else, let's do path C. And so I think the learning lesson is to be centered on your path, to have your trajectory. You know, I guess some people can live their life like a star on a predetermined trajectory, as opposed to like a thistle in the wind. But as things come to you, you have to still interpret them in terms of what you want to do and where you want to go. So I think, is that a good representation of it?
It is. And it's almost also a faith journey. Mm. If you put out there that this is what I want to accomplish, my faith journey message is, goal is, I want to teach America Black history. I had no idea that a radio show was in my future. But you see how, by being open and receptive, I can teach America Black history because a radio show opportunity came to me.
And you saw it in terms of where you were going with your life, with what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. And yeah. I trusted.
Okay. Trusted. That's important. Now, as you've been moving down your goal, would you, would the thought be that this year you're moving even faster than last year, maybe?
I would not say faster, because as I reflect, this journey is methodical. And when we feel that, well, I've been doing this and I repeat and I don't feel like I'm going as fast as I would like to go, think in terms of you're in school and you are building some foundations. You are taking some courses and you are putting in place those stepping stones so that when you are ready to run with the next step, you're going to be prepared.
Mm.
So when I look at it in terms of last year felt like graduate school, this year has felt like moving more into the public space and getting the technology and the links and the relationships that I need to move to the next level. And next year might be just the introduction of my plan to the world. So I don't evaluate any year and any process as any less important than the next.
Do you ever get discouraged?
Oh, yes. I think being human, we look over and see someone enjoying life and say, you know, why aren't I doing that? Why don't I have as much money in my account? Why don't I have speaking engagements? And why do I have this, this, and this? But we forget that they too were at the stage that you are now.
Mm, yes. Now, that's very critical, that you never know all the stages that they went through. Hey, Addie, this is a great time for us to take our pause for the cause. So we'll be right back with more insight from Addie Banks on what you can do to make the new year your year for outrageous success. Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get two free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. Our guest today is Adelaide Banks, historian extraordinaire. To learn more about her teaching sites, go to hopefromhistory.com. That's hopefromhistory.com. And visit ASB History. That's Apple Sam Barbara History.com. Now, back to our discussion. I was talking to my daughter, and I told her I had seen a special with Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay.
And that was kind of an unlikely group. And I think they said they got 50 or 60 rejection letters before they found the one that believed in what they were doing. And I was reminding my daughter that, you know, she's a musician, she's done her album, and sometimes she gets discouraged, you know, because this one is, she's from Columbia, you know, and some of the students have great connections and are working here and working there, and they communicate. And she gets a little discouraged, and I said, well, you know, Olivia, I was telling about the Hootie and the Blowfish, and then she reminded me of my own modeling career. You know, when one day I woke up and decided I wanted to be a model. And I went out and hired Alex Dujon, who was one of Diana Ross's photographers. So I got the best I could. And he did the best he could with what he had to work with, which was me. Okay. And I sent.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle states, seek first the kingdom, and all things shall be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Bishani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Continue to listen and share our program with your friends and family, and be sure to send any questions or comments into our email at herbert@herbertharris herbertharris.com. That's Herbert at herbertharris.com. And anyone who sends in an email automatically receives a Four Principles of Wealth Building audio.
My composite and a letter to 40 different modeling agencies. And I got 41 rejections. Someone had actually passed my letter on to another agency, and they felt compelled. I mean, not just a rejection, but one of those letters explaining why they were rejecting me. And that. And at that point, I was just about plumb out of the modeling business. And I almost did not answer the phone. Thank goodness we didn't have caller ID in those days. And I almost did not answer the phone. I was getting ready to leave my office, and I was a little discouraged. And the 42nd contact was an agency saying they'd seen my composite, and they wanted me to do the Tipperillo commercial.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And that was my entree into modeling. And so she said, you know, Dad, you're right. You can't get discouraged. You got to keep going on and on.
And, right.
And so I think you that's what you're saying, that you just got to, as you said, faith in yourself and what you're doing.
There's another important lesson there as well, is there is no downtime. There is no downtime. Every step in your career is a learning step, a learning opportunity that is necessary for your success.
Mm.
So it's almost like, well, it is exactly like going to school. The basic law school courses that you took, so fundamental. But you build upon those. That's why it takes that many years to graduate. Because in her career building, she's going to need to know the fundamentals. She's going to have to learn patience. And she's going to have to meet some people who are not ready right now to help her with where she needs to go. Mm-hmm. It's a process. Tell her to enjoy the process.
Enjoy the process. Beautiful. Addie, I think those are some powerful words for our listeners. Enjoy the process. That there's no such thing as a misstep. Every step is a necessary step for you to learn what you must learn to go where you desire to go.
That's right. Mm. How many of our so-called mistakes and disappointments have been pivotal turns in our lives.
Yes, yes. And it's all grounded in faith. You know that you can't, faith and fear cannot coexist.
That's right.
And so when you, fear has a terrible cousin called doubt.
Yes.
And so when fear creeps in through doubt, it then makes you less capable of taking advantage of the opportunities that present themselves, one. But it right. can also make you interpret a misstep as a misstep instead
That's
of a
right.
learning and growing experience.
Mm. It's like an immune system that has been compromised.
Mm.
We need to shore up that immune system of faith, of courage, of confidence, and our ability to get to the goal that we have purposed to get to.
Mm. And so it always goes back to, you got to have a goal.
Yeah, there's the goal. Yeah. But you need to be flexible. That's
flexible.
What this year has
yes.
taught me. It's
flexible.
Been a very good year. But as you say, the best is yet to come.
Absolutely. Wow. Addie, thank you so much. You've given a very human, a very realistic side, because you've been evolving in your work in an area that you worked in another career all your life, and now really developing a new life. And so just one last thought to people who are going into the new year. Any advice, any final thought that can help them find their way?
Yes. If you cannot see tomorrow, if you cannot make things happen, learn to be flexible so that as you bend with the wind and the waves, you're going to come out straighter and taller.
As you bend with the wind and the waves, you go with the flow right on to your dreams.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Addie. Our listeners are going to get a great benefit from this. Thank you, my dear.
Well, thank you, Dr. Harris.
And with this upcoming year, we all know that the best is yet to come. Thank you, Professor Adelaide Banks, for your inspiring message. Next week, we're going to talk about setting your goals and objectives for the new year. Hey, folks, also, don't forget to take advantage of our 2-for-1 holiday special. Go to www.12ULS.com to get 2 copies of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for the price of 1. That's $16.95 plus shipping and handling. In addition, you get over $100 in digital goodies. So be sure to get a copy for yourself and for someone you care about. Remember, we are where we are because of the choices, decisions, and actions we take. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire. And surround yourself with people who love you, who inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, host of the Millionaire Mentorship Show. See you next week, same time, same station.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. Vashaniradio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.